September 11, 1922. The primary purpose of all that God has done in creation and redemption is that the creature would live in the divine will. Only in the divine will is there true rest. Continuing in my usual state, I was abandoning all of myself in the holy will of my sweet Jesus, and feeling the need to rest, I said to myself, "Also my sleep in your will. I want nothing else but take true rest in the arms of your volition. And Jesus, daughter, lay your rest as a mantle over all creatures so as to cover them all, because only in my will is there true rest. And since it envelops everything, as you rest in my will, you will lay yourself over all in order to impetrate true rest for all. How beautiful it is to see a creature of ours resting in the arms of our will. But in order to find true rest, it is necessary that she put all of her acts, her words, her love, her desires, etc., on their way within our will, so that, as they take their place in it, they may receive rest and I may rest in them. Only then do all works give rest when they are fulfilled. But if they are not fulfilled, they always give some concern, something to do, which renders true rest restless. Now, the fulfillment of the work of creation was that man would do our will in everything. Our will was to be the life, the food, the crown of the creature. And since it is not yet so, the work of creation is not yet fulfilled, and neither can I rest in it, nor can it rest in me. It gives me always something to do, and I yearn for this fulfillment and rest. This is why I love and want so much that the way of living in my will be known. Nor will I ever be able to say that the works of creation and redemption are fulfilled if I do not have all the acts of the creature extending in my will like a bed to give me rest. And I, what beautiful rest shall I not give to her in seeing her coming back on the wings of our will with the seal of the fulfillment of creation? My womb will be her bed. Therefore, there is nothing I did, which did not have as primary purpose that man take possession of my will and I of his. This was my primary purpose in creation. The same in redemption. The sacraments I instituted, the many graces given to my saints, have been seeds, the means, to let man reach this possession of my will. Therefore, neglect nothing of what I want about my will, both with writing, and with words, and with works. From this alone you can know that the living in my will is the greatest thing, the most important, that which interests me the most, from the so many preparations that have preceded it. And do you want to know where this seed of my will was sown? In my humanity. In it, it germinated, was born and grew. This seed can be seen in my wounds, in my blood, wanting to be transplanted into the creature, so that she may take possession of my will and I of hers, and so that the work of creation may return to the origin from which it came, not only through my humanity, but also through the creature herself. They will be few, be it even one alone, was it not one alone, he who withdrawing from my will disfigured and broke my plans, and destroyed the purpose of creation? In the same way, one alone can adorn it and fulfill its purpose. However, my works never remain isolated. So I will have the army of the souls who will live in my will, and in them I will have my creation restored, all beautiful and striking, just as it came out of my hands. Otherwise, I would not have so much interest in making my will known.